Bartholomew's Pub celebrates its 50th anniversary in October, while also marking 5 years since its reopening after COVID-19. The pub will toast its half-century over a couple of weeks in mid-October. I've got many ideas, but we haven't made a big plan yet. But we'll have a couple of weeks of things to celebrate the decades, said bar manager and supervisor Kate Taylor, who has been at the pub for almost 2 years. It's a fun little place to work. Lots of good staff, lots of regulars and a good beer list. Winter season's also coming, which is exciting for us. It gets full and cozy and full of lights. Plus, being an older building adds more character. Bartholomew's also has a British theme at its core, with a homey pub decor, plus bangers and mash and Yorkshire puddings on the menu. Floor supervisor Keely Bako added, "Yes, it's homey. With your comfort food, and you're surrounded by a bunch of familiar regulars. It creates a great atmosphere and feeling. The pub offers live music every Sunday evening, plus traditional Irish music on the first and third Wednesdays of each month. There's also a happy hour, from 3 p.m. to close on a Monday, featuring break-even bottles, where a top-shelf spirit is sold for 1 ounce per person at cost. It's pretty cool and people get to try new things," said Taylor. "Tuesdays they do trivia, Wednesdays wings nights, Thursdays music bingo, and then there's Guinness Friday, $1.50 off," Bako said. Bartholomew's is unique, alongside its British theme, because it holds a lot of value in the style of service, getting to know their regulars and cultivating a sense of belonging. Everyone can come to Bartholomew's, whether you want a really nice cocktail or a good pint of Guinness, or just want to come for some happy hour food and enjoy spending time with friends. "I come here on my days off because I really enjoy the atmosphere of the service. Everyone has smiles on their faces. Also, some people will come up to Victoria like twice a year, and I'll end up serving them every time. It's nice when people recognize you and your service." Taylor added that having a big, mostly local, draft list, plus a huge gin selection, over 80, and a good back bar, such as whiskey selection, also makes them stand out. "The gin selection is probably the largest in BC," said Bako. Bartholomew's has 26 beers and one cider on tap, with Dark Matter and Appleton's, the cider, being the most popular. They also have Island Red from Driftwood on a nitro tap and 8 which they rotate regularly. Plus products from Vancouver and Squamish. When it comes to signature food, their delicious bangers and mash, which I sampled, and beef dip are two standouts. They also do Sunday roasts, until they run out or close, whichever comes first, with $12 off bottles of wine alongside. "The roast is good and brings in a lot of regulars and tourists," said Taylor. "The pub does draw clientele from the cruise ships and downtown tourists, but most are local. It's also located underneath the DoubleTree Victoria Hotel, so there is some foot traffic from there. They also supply some room service to hotel guests." In September, Arthur Guinness's 300th birthday was celebrated at the pub, with lots of Guinness specials, food, snacks and dancing on offer. Bartholomew's has 5 TVs and will screen select sports events for their punters, Oilers hockey games and Premier League soccer to name but two. "When there are big events, like the Grey Cup, we'll pull down our projector screen with the sound on," said Bako. "We did the same for the Stanley Cup Finals. The pub has a total of around 40 staff, with most front of house and in the kitchen. When it comes to cocktails, their pink and lime is a bestseller, a hibiscus margarita. It's not a one we keep yearly, it's just one we've had on for the summer, but it's been going great," said Taylor. "Irish coffee is also very popular and a Fred's Club is a menu staple. And then adding to the British theme is the Pimm's Cup, which gets rave reviews from UK tourists. Bartholomew's decor is almost all original," said Taylor. "The pictures are seriously glued on the walls, you'd need a crowbar to pry them off. I think most of them have been here since its opening 50 years ago," Bako added. "They've done some renovations over the years, including the layout of the bar top, but have really kept the characteristic of the pub largely the same. Yeah, we have lots of people that come in and go. That's exactly how it was when I was here 20 years ago. And they like it that way," said Taylor. Bako said, "I love when we get stories, like, multiple people being like, 'Oh, we met here 25 years ago, and we're coming back to celebrate our anniversary, and it's so nice to just see that it's kept its characteristic of just cozy.'" The historic pub was reopened under new owners, Alderaan Hospitality Limited, in 2020. Executive chef Jason Clifford and director of food and beverages Morgan Watson formed a partnership to revitalize the iconic venue, building on the previous success, while developing and growing their products, events and the overall customer experience. Increasing the quality of cocktails, I think, was a big one, said Taylor. The guys that were here before were great bartenders who had a lot of knowledge and put a lot of time into just improving the cocktail options. Bartholomew's has also partnered up with Sheringham Distillery in Langford for their late-night happy hour menu. We're also implementing a build-your-own gin and tonic program, where a guest can choose a gin, a favorite tonic or a mixer and up to three different garnishes, said Baco. Taylor has some advice for prospective customers. Just come and have a good time. It's a fun place to be and we've got a lot of great staff. It's a good place to meet, have a chat and a pint. A good place to spend your afternoon, Baco added. We have a beautiful patio as well, especially in the summer. I think there are 10 tables and approximately 38 seats. You get the sun and the shade and can people watch out there. To learn more, visit https://www.bartholomewspub.com/.